Hey guys, we are here at the dinner table, as always, preventing hungry bellies one bite at a time. Sitting here having good conversation with people who love to do what they do as much as I do. Again, I'm Bert Dumas. I am a chef, a foodie, and while some eat to live, I live to eat. I'm here to share my passion with you. Today, we actually have a very special guest. We're going to step on the herbivore side of human culture and kind of get answers to questions about what it means to be vegan. So we have the lovely Miss Dawn Richard, joining us today. Why don't you say hey, Dawn?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on and being a part of the show. I know, taking time out of your schedule is kind of tough, so I appreciate you carving a little piece out for us.
No, thank you for having me. I mean, when I'm not doing music, I'm doing food, so it's totally my thing.
Well, how has it been on, I know you said you are doing tour this summer, so how is that, doing the tour schedule?
It's been great. Being independent is such a different dynamic than being on a label. I mean, the last 9 years I was with Bad Boy and being with Puff, and that was such a different, crazy lifestyle. And I think being my food had a lot to do with not being healthy when you're on a boat like that, being as crazy as you are with someone like Puff. So, being independent the last 3 years and releasing an album in January, it's left me to be able to be way more in control of my eating habits and also my career. So the two are one and the same. So this time around, especially with the new album that just came out January 15th on iTunes, Black Heart, and now touring, I get to schedule and make lifestyle changes that suit me as an independent artist and as a growing, an older female now. So it's been really fun and really different, changing my music, my sound, and my eating habits.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, you need to go into detail about eating habits on the road, because most people don't really know what that entails. I mean, I'm sure they can imagine what it's like to be on the road and have a beautiful music career, but how'd you guys eat? I mean, do you have somebody cooking your meals, or is it mostly grabbing takeout, or
it's chips, sweets, candy, and more wrong. you get what you can, because studio hours are from 17 to 19 hours a day, depending on who's your boss and what the boss like Diddy. That's pretty much what my hours was. I think I from 2007 to 2010, I think I slept maybe 3 years of those years. So there was no sleep involved, and a lot of junk food, and it was very unhealthy, just because the hours were so crazy. So when you think about the road and you think about the bus and the hours and the changing of hours as you travel, you kind of have to pick up whatever you can, So it's not a very healthy eating lifestyle unless you get a chef. True. And sometimes Puff would have his chef come with him, and then that would change. We actually get really good meals. But other than that, it's go. Fast food, so bad for you.
Yeah, true. So, I mean, doing that, how did you make the switch to become a vegan?
I was lucky enough to meet an incredible guy. His name was Monty Marsh, and he's a friend of mine now, my boyfriend, actually. And he had been vegan for about 6 years, and he was vegetarian for longer. And he made the lifestyle choice, and he really sat down, and he kind of bamboozled me, swindled me, and kind of got on the podium and preached how veganism is amazing. And I was looking at him like, sir, I'm from New Orleans. None of this is going to work on me. I was not believing it. I need seafood to actually live. It's in my veins. Crawfish actually is in my veins. And he was like, looking at me like, no. And then he set me down and he did the one thing that I think most people need to do that we don't. And he educated me. Mm-hmm. And he put a couple of stones in my face. And I saw the way cattle and livestock and the way our food system is being kept. And I was not pleased. Mm-hmm. And if anything, it affected me right away. And I was just devastated at what our food system has become and what our livestock has been pushed to and how our animals are being treated and what we're doing to for mass production. And I realized a lot of things about, what I was eating, and I wasn't pleased. And then my father got diagnosed with lymphoma this year, cancer. And my father doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he's very, very, very healthy. And
That he is.
we just thought about the things, and the first thing he said was my eating habits weren't that great, and maybe that was one of the reasons. And you never really know, but you start to question all these things. And between that and my father, I made a lifestyle decision, and we did it together. And we made a choice to try veganism, and what I found, it was the best decision I've ever made.
So why vegan and not vegetarian?
Well, I think for me, it had to be because I come from such a strong food culture that if I
Yes.
would have eased my way into it, I never would have left.
Oh my
I
goodness, you
have to
don't
go
miss
cold turkey.
cheese?
I miss everything. I mean, my favorite food is gumbo and crawfish. Oh my God, I smell it still sometimes. But this is the thing, and this is the key. What people think is when you choose to go cold turkey, whether it's veganism or vegetarian, that you don't eat well.
True.
And I got lucky. I had a guy that cooks really well as a vegetarian and a vegan. So I immediately switched over cold turkey, but I still ate incredibly tasty. So I didn't miss it. I miss seafood sometimes, but the way that I couldn't cook and the way he showed me how to cook, food was just as delicious as it was with or without the meat.
Definitely. So for everybody out there, just kind of describe like what a typical meal for you is. Because I think what most people when they think about vegan or vegetarian, they think, oh, they're eating carrots and lettuce. They're eating like a rabbit. So
Right.
yeah, what's a typical day for you?
Well, actually, I love to cook, so I do a lot of homework, and my boyfriend loves to eat. He's very good at that. So, we do have tried new dishes, and so a couple of my favorite dishes are, I make orange chicken, but it's not real chicken. It's, of course, protein, a soy
C
protein.
H I K apostrophe N.
Yes. Yes. So we make, we take EBT protein that you can get at Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. And it's basically soy protein, like in a packet, and you can cook it, and it comes out looking like ground meat. Or sometimes you can try tempeh. Tempeh is another type of, it looks like bacon, it's flat, but it's a sort of kind of protein as well that tastes like meat. And there's these, and once again, you can find that at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, and it's in the like kind of the tofu section where you can get all of your like fake meat, is what we call it, fake meat, but it's actually really good for you. It's
It
basically
is.
soy.
It is. I
So I'll get that. I'll cook some orange chicken, and I'll use actual oranges. And I'll make like an actual roux with date sugar, organic date sugar, brown sugar, a little bit of that, a little bit of oranges. I'll do just a little bit of soy, a little bit of sea salt, and I'll like base it. And it'll come out with like a really, really, really thin sauce that I'll cook within the meat, and it comes out to this orange tangy flavor. We'll do that, and we'll do vegan cheese, which is Daiya. Daiya is amazing because it's vegan cheese, cashew cheese made out of cashew or maybe eggplant. And we'll do a macaroni and cheese, but we'll do it with gluten-free noodles. Or we'll do a quinoa noodle that you can again get at Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, and you can make it like a pasta, like you can make any other pasta. You put the Daiya cheese in, and you make your macaroni and cheese, which will be vegan because it's vegan cheese. And then I'll cook a vegan cake, or I'll bake a vegan cake for dessert. And then it's just like any other meal that your mom would do, chicken cutlets, or orange chicken and rice, and then like a regular pie or cake to go with it. It's just all vegan. And there's a lot of vegan baked products as well, that you can use for your, yeah, for baking cakes. And I love to bake. I'll do a cinnamon crunch cake, and that'll probably last us a week with leftovers. And I'll do that every week or every 2 times a week. I'll cook before I go to the studio. I get home and make a point to get home at a certain hour to do that.
I feel so lost. Like I don't know you anymore. Like I don't remember this side. Like the
I know,
cook.
I
I'm
know,
like, what is
and
going on?
I tell that to my boyfriend. I'm like, you don't even know how this does not mean. I'm not supposed to investigate. I don't even know what that even means anymore. Like, listen, but you grow up, and you realize you have to make a choice. And since I've been vegan, my skin has changed for the better. My like literally everything has my hair's grown faster. Like it's just the choice that I've made and the energy and such a great lifestyle for me. I don't choose it for everybody, but the choice that I made helped me.
Yeah, no, that's real. I actually went vegan for about 2 months. I mean, I went vegetarian for 2 years.
It's a good thing.
It is. I
Like
know. I absolutely loved it, and I thought I would miss meat, but I didn't. And I definitely made my own meat. I guess my thing was, if I'm gonna be vegetarian, I need to make sure that the flavor of meat is still there. I couldn't abandon the flavor. I could abandon the meat, but I couldn't abandon the flavor.
right, and you don't have to abandon your flavor. I mean, there's so many spices and so many beautiful things you can work with that can still season and still taste good. You know, you have to play around and find what works for you know.
Yeah. Do you have like a specific almost like spice blend that you use, or you have like a little the top five?
Well, we have this amazing. We go to our market every Sunday, and there's this amazing soap company. They're called Kemp, and they have white truffle salt, sea salt, applewood salt, and black pepper salt. And he, Monty, my boyfriend, absolutely loves that salt and that seasoning. So, and it's all like organic based. So, like, it's amazing. And we use that seasoning because we like flavor. You from North Carolina, so
Okay.
between him and I, we need flavor. We cannot survive if we don't
Yeah,
have.
North Carolina and New
Yeah.
Orleans. I mean,
Yeah,
geez,
exactly.
Louise.
So we don't lose that flavor. We just make sure that we keep a healthy intake. But we want to make sure that we're still eating, you know, like we eat it, like we ate when we were kids, you know, because we love that flavor. So, I mean, definitely you should check that out, KEMP. They're really, really great. I don't know if they're just LA based, but you can order it online, but they're at our market, you know, because I'm still a market girl in New Orleans. Like French market, literally every other place on a Sunday or Saturday,
Exactly.
and you know, in the French quarter, it's all, you know, it's all the time. So I still go to those on Sundays, and you know, get fresh avocados, fresh oranges, fresh, you know, because I'm an avocado lover, and I wasn't always like that, but like this year, I fell in love with avocado, like fall in love with cheese, you know, like who loves cheese or dairy, you know, I'm like all about avocados now, and I get fresh ones every time I get in fresh dates as well.
So have you gone to the point where you eat avocados just straight with a little salt
Oh, I'm totally a straight avocado today. Absolutely.
and pepper? I love eating
Absolutely.
avocados just straight up. Unfortunately,
Oh
my
my God.
wife is allergic to them.
A little salt, a little pepper. Listen. And look, I get real crazy. Like for breakfast, I'll get avocado and put some syrup on it, and that'll be my breakfast.
Yes, indeed.
Crazy.
Yes,
Yeah,
indeed. Now, have you tried them
crazy.
fried?
No, I have not.
What? You're missing out. If you take like tempura batter and you
Oh
dip the
my
avocado
God.
slices in them and then you deep fry them, they're like little avocado fries. It's amazing.
I can do. I'm going to do that immediately.
And you can make like little
Sounds
remoulade
so.
sauce to go with it. And you got.
OMG. So after this, we're getting straight up ingredients, and you're giving me like a cookbook.
Deal, deal.
Listen.
And you know what? The crazy thing is, I do
OMG.
have a nice meatball. Now it's spelled MEET recipe, but it is strictly vegan, and it is.
Oh, you have to send.
You'd never know that you were not eating meat. I assure you.
Oh
I
my
assure
gosh,
you.
please send. I'm salivating. You don't even understand.
Well, tell me. So, I mean, based on what you were saying, it sounds like you pretty much stick to straight vegan. Like, are you a strict vegan, meaning you don't.
I'm not strict. I'm not strict. I mean, especially because I travel a lot. You know, I literally, it just is. Month, you know, I think I've been on a plane 6 times out of this just this month, going back and forth. And so it's very difficult. Like I just came back from Turkey, from
Oh, wow.
Istanbul, and
Yeah, I
everything
saw
is meat.
that.
yeah, everything is meat. So, the transition from that was interesting. So in most cases, I'll do vegetarian, and I'll probably have to do dairy or bread, bread and dairy, because cheese, and eggs are something that's very, very present in that culture. Beyond that, it's meat. So like eggs and for breakfast, and they do that a lot with their meals. They do something, I can't remember what they call it. Oh, ma'amen, and ma'amen comes with meat, tofu. Sometimes they'll do it with tofu, but it's like an egg, fried egg with different cheeses and all of that, and that's like their basic thing that they have in a lot of their meals. And then they do honey and cream with the bread. It's so yummy. But once again, honey is not vegan, so sometimes I have to like transition. If I'm going overseas, depending on the country, I have to do vegetarian. So I'm not as strict as I would want to be, because I'm not stuck in LA. If I lived in LA consistently, it would be so easy to be vegan, because they have so many vegan restaurants. It's so accessible to be that, have that lifestyle. But when you start talking about going to places like Turkey or Africa, or like it's meat heavy, so it becomes very difficult, and it's sometimes rude in culture to not eat with people when you're having meetings or meeting them for the first time. So you have to like
You got to be
maneuver
able to
around that
bend
as
and
best as you
flex.
can. Yeah, you have to move. Now, I won't eat the meat, but definitely I'll try my best to eat with them, but respect my food, my lifestyle as well.
Oh man, I mean that's crazy. I do think it's an accessibility thing, definitely. I mean, you tend to find it easier when you have places to choose, when you got variety, you know? We could never go vegan in New Orleans.
Oh no,
Point
you
blank
guys, if I
period.
was still home, that would never have happened. Absolutely not.
Our diet
Too
would be restricted
much good food.
to.
It's just too accessible to good food. Like, I would not know what to do with myself.
If they're eating, I can't just eat the corn and the potatoes from the crawfish. I
No, I'll die.
gotta.
Can't taste that crawfish. Absolutely not. I'll kill someone. No, I have to. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. No way. Right.
Know.
I have to have a serious talk with myself when my parents move back to New Orleans. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I don't
That's true,
know
because
how
every
I'll
time
walk
you
the
come
streets
home.
and not go to Castanets. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I might
Okay.
like have a breakdown and binge and eat every crawfish known to man and snowball. Like, it's going to be crazy. I don't know how to figure that one out and pray about it.
Yeah, we gotta pray about it. We gotta figure out places that you can go, that
Well, my
actually
best
have.
friend is vegan. She's vegetarian. I know. I think she's vegan. Sandra's vegan, and she lives in New Orleans. So she
Oh,
found some
really?
amazing spots that work with her. Yeah, she found some amazing things that work for her, because she's a yoga instructor. So she her lifestyle works really well out there. But she knows a lot of great places.
Oh, I haven't seen Sanjay in a long time. How is she? I mean, clearly
She's
she's doing
great.
fine, but
Great. She's happy. She's ever. She still works for FEMA, but she's been doing yoga, and she has her license, and she's been vegan, I think, longer than I have, or at least same time as I have, and she's been doing it in New Orleans. So she's
Wow.
figured it out. Yeah, she's figured it out. She says it's a budding community, so it's present. You're able to do it.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I mean, the rest of the world or the rest of the nation almost has like this sympathetic cry for
Yeah.
New Orleans, but people in New Orleans are resilient. We
Oh,
bounce back
absolutely.
and we have figured out a way
Absolutely. So
to
quick.
bring, huh?
Yeah, so quickly.
We figured out a way to bring back I guess our style with vengeance. So we're accepting new things within our culture. A lot of new restaurants are budding there. There's a lot of healthier versions of things coming out. There's that place Sucre that's there. They have all these sweets and whatnot. For the longest time, all we knew was McKenzie's. McKenzie's and Tasty's.
Mackenzie. Oh.
But,
Oh. Yeah.
and on that note, I can definitely hook you up with some vegan cake recipes and anyone
Oh,
that you
please. And you're the
like.
best baker in the entire world. Oh, my God. That's what I do remember. Oh, please do.
No. I mean, you tell me if you got one that you like, you just send it my way, I'll convert it for you.
Yeah, no, you have to convert a whole bunch, babe. Don't think it's gonna be one.
Hey, that's what I do. That's what I do. So you gotta send
Don't
them.
think it's gonna be one.
Huh?
Yeah, I said don't think it's gonna be one. Not the way you bake. No way. No way.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, I mean, what do you think? Does being vegan, has it, you said it affected your work definitely because you're going on tour. You know that you are not going to be snacking as much as you did in the past, but has it made you more focused being a vegan? You said your hair is growing, your skin's better, all those things, the great benefits from leading a vegetable forward diet. But what about
I mean,
how?
I still have snacks. I just don't snack where everybody else snacks. I'll have to bring my own. Or, the great thing is, I know what I can and can't eat. So, like, if anyone else is snacking candy or what they're doing, we're bringing our apples. We're bringing our food on board. I want sugar and I'm done with sugar. Watermelons, pineapples, mangoes, things like that. So I still can snack. I just snack in a different way.
Definitely, definitely. And what I mean, not so much about the snacking, but what about, has it made you more focused with your job? Like,
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And not just, I mean, it's a lifestyle. It isn't just a change in food, I'm clearer. I think clearer. I move clearer. I have more energy because I'm getting way more food and vegetable intake, way more vitamin C, way more iron. Like, and then the things that I don't have, because people say, well, what about protein? You're not getting your iron, or you're not getting this, or you're not getting that because you're not eating your protein. And I'm like, I actually am, because the things that I don't take normally in certain things, I'll take via vitamins, so like that's still present, I make sure that I'm taking all my biotin, all my vitamin D, all my like even fish oil and all these things that I need. I'm just really doing the research and putting in the effort to have a clean body, because a clean body is a clean mind.
This is true.
So it's all those things into one. So absolutely, it's way better focused.
Well, I mean, do you supplement with vitamins, or do you find that most of the stuff that you eat has most of the vitamins
No,
and
I still supplement with vitamins. I think you still have to, because certain things, especially when you're taking away some of your protein, like meats and stuff like that, your heavier proteins and your healthier carbs that you're taking out, you do have to make sure you're getting that same intake. So I do take that with supplements, but they're all organic. I don't take any vitamins that aren't herb completely
Gotcha.
from the ground. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's the I have to check all ingredients. I only have to. I only go with a few companies because I want to keep that thing. Because sometimes those supplements have way more junk in it before they have the actual supplement that you need.
True.
There's so many. Yeah, that it's not good for you. I want to
Although
make sure
I'm
that
ashamed to admit it, I do like my gummies.
I'm. Yeah, no.
Is
Do you?
it that bad? Is it that bad?
No, it's not that bad.
I think the
It's not
first
that bad.
ingredient is like sugar.
Yeah, see, no, I just can't.
Well,
I can't.
we are of considerable size difference. I mean, I got a few more biscuits in my basket than you do.
Oh, please. But you sound like my brother. My brother has a lot of biscuits in his, and he refuses to go vegan. He laughs at me like, good luck, girl. Can't live without chicken. But that's just Frank. He's gonna be forever a football lineman. So that's just not gonna be his choice. But we're gonna keep, letting him know, and he's educated until he gets to that place.
Yeah. I mean, I juiced last year for 60 days, and it was an amazing experience. I mean, I'd done it before. I had not done it for such an extended period of time, but I'm ready to do it again. I just have to get my mind ready. And I lost like 32 pounds doing it, but
Wow. Wow.
Of course that's the side effect of it. It's not necessarily the goal. It was more so to just clean out my system, but I was eating clean. I craved vegetables, and I want that feeling back,
Yeah.
but it's a mindset. You can't
It
just
is definitely a lifestyle. You have to get to that place where it's repetitive, repetitive. And after a while, you won't realize it. But in the beginning, it's very difficult to get to that place, because everything around you is food, 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 and everything around you is based off of meat, meat. Like, it's pushing you to eat those things. So you have to train yourself to eat differently.
This is true. This is true. And my dad always said, son, you got to make sure that you pay attention to what you eat,
Right.
We live to eat, not eat to live in New Orleans, so.
Exactly.
So, well, let's take a little break. We're going to listen to one of your songs from your new album, Blackheart. You want to tell us about the song we're going to play?
Yes, man, I've been lucky and to be critically acclaimed with this last album and got some incredible reviews and got able to do a lot of great things. And I think for this being my second album, I'm so happy that it's gotten even bigger reviews than the first. And this is one of the records that got a lot of attention, and it actually is coming out with a video in the next couple of days. So this is Calypso.
Alrighty, well, here's Calypso.
Oh.
Alrighty, and we're back. So welcome back to At the Dinner Table. If you're just joining us, we have the lovely Dawn Richard with us, and we're discussing her music career, and also we're discussing her journey as a vegan. She recently switched, we'll say not so recently. It's been a year since she converted to full veganism, and we're just chatting about it. So, well, I guess my biggest question to you, Dawn, would be, what advice would you give someone who's interested in becoming vegan or flirting with the idea?
I mean, I think, you know, don't do what I did and go so cold turkey that, you know, it's crazy for you out the gate. I think the good thing is to do research with anything, is to find out if it's something that's for you, and do the research and see if it applies to you. Just because something, and people say something's healthy for you, may not be, you know, may not be the case until you check it out for yourself. And I think if you do appreciate some of the lifestyle and you do understand what's going on, I think you should ease into it and find out if it's for you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So if you had to start a foundation tomorrow and they said, what would your foundation be about? What would you focus on? Would you focus on veganism, or would you focus on animal rights, or
what would you do? Focus on lymphoma research.
Okay.
Just because, you know, with my dad and everything he's been going through, and the fact that, you know, they haven't necessarily found a cure for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I think that blends in with health, and it blends in with veganism, and it blends in with a whole bunch of other different things and lifestyle. And, you know, I think we're not educated enough on what's going on with our bodies and how do we help affect change and really create awareness for cancer. And a lot of more people are being diagnosed by the second, mm-hmm. young and old, with cancer. So I think for me, that would be a large percentage of what my foundation would be catered to. It's just making everyone aware of what's going on, just because I'm living it with him,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, I mean, what else do you want to tell anybody out there about being vegan? I think we've covered it all. The crazy thing is...
Yeah. I think it's a blast. I think don't believe the hype and, you know, or the lack thereof with it. You know,
true.
I think people think we're almost like witches or something. it's some scary cult club that, you know, you have to be vegan and, you know, it's not at all like that at all. Like, I was one of those people that made fun of vegans just because I you know, I'm from New Orleans, and I think if you don't eat crawfish or gumbo, you're retarded. But that's not the case at all, you know. That's not the case at all. It's a beautiful thing, and, you know, I've learned a lot about animal appreciation, not only just about eating healthy, but about appreciating life of all kinds. And I think, you know, for me, someone who wasn't educated and someone who was raised in a certain environment, most would have thought that would never be me. So it just goes to show you that if I can do it, it's for anyone.
True.
Anyone who's grown up in any place in their life can be vegan or vegetarian. So it's up to you to really make the choice and to do the research, because I think once people realize what you're putting into your mouth and into your body, you'll make a lot better choices as to what you want going in and out of your body. You know.
But here's the big question. How do we get people to care?
That's the thing. I don't think you can make people care. They've got to want to do it for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think you can make people see the bigger picture. I think what you're doing is a part of it. Podcasts and people who love food, they need to know, you know, and I think that you're giving all aspects of the beauty of food, whether it's vegetarian, vegan, or even, you know, carnivores who love meat. Like, none of that stuff is wrong. Like, I want, my brother is a full-on meat eater. My concern is not that I don't want him to stop eating meat. I want him to eat the right meat.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes to the farmer who's growing an incredible, you know, farm of well-respected cattle who's treated right, who's eating the right grass and not getting steroids to grow rather quickly so that they can have mass production. Mm-hmm. It gets cleaned every day and grown from the ground. The plants are grown from the corn, is grown from the ground and not, but you know what I mean, and treated horribly. Then I would love for him to continue to eat chicken and meat and cattle and beef, because that's a a place that respects their animals, their food, and take it themselves, so that when they do give it to people, it's organic and it's good for you.
True,
You know,
true.
it's just about the treatment of your product. They shouldn't just be treated as money. They should be treated as beautiful animals that are respected enough to give us food.
This is true. I agree. I totally agree. Well, before we go, I have just four more questions for you. So I call
Sure.
these quick pickle questions. So are you familiar with
Okay.
what a quick pickle is?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty, so I got quick pickle questions. You got two choices. You gotta choose one.
Oh, God.
You ready?
Go.
All right. Mushroom or eggplant?
Eggplant.
Why?
You said why?
Yeah, why?
I'm not a big mushroom fan.
But they provide so they're so beefy sometimes, you know, like big and thick, but the eggplant can do the same thing too,
I
so
know, and
yeah.
I also do eggplant. You can make cheese with eggplant.
Really?
Yeah, my Sandra made some really cool cheese out of eggplant, and it tastes really good.
I didn't know that. I learned something new then. Huh, I like that. All right, smart balance or olive oil?
Say again?
Smart balance or olive oil?
Olive oil.
Olive oil all day. Yep, I hear you.
Yeah.
TVP or soy?
EDP.
TVP. See, you're a true New Orleans girl, because that is definitely.
Yeah, I have, because it takes flavor way better.
It does. It does. Way accepting. Yeah, it does. All right, here's a tough one. You ready?
Oh, God.
Cashew or almonds?
Oh, almond.
Why?
Because almond has better everything. Almond milk. Like I just love the almond milk. The almond, basic almonds is a really, really good snack. Cashews are great, but almonds are to me way better as a snack than cashews are. And I love the almond milk too. Almond just has a better product.
Almond milk is delicious.
Yeah, because you can do more with almonds. Yeah, cashew milk now.
Cashews definitely have more fat though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I hear you. Well, thank you definitely for joining us today and taking some time out of your schedule. I know, like I said, it's super busy, and I can't tell you how honored I am that you actually took a few, moments just to chat and chill around the table.
Anything for you.
Oh,
Anything for
thanks.
you.
And as always, I'm here for you, whatever you need. Don't hesitate to definitely hit me up about those recipes, because I will definitely pass those off to you, so you can tell me what you think. Even tweak them if you want
Yes,
to.
that will definitely be happening.
Cool. Well, we are, I guess, we're gonna sign off. We have another show coming up next week, so you guys definitely stay tuned for At the Dinner Table, and we will see you soon. So I'm headed back to the kitchen, and I'll see you guys next week. Thanks again.